Prathan watched several Karathi priests lead the stunned princess from the quiet room.
Such are the judgments of Holy Yadith.
The Duke Roael sat on the edge of the throne dais, head held between his hands. The young Jindo Baron looked as if he wanted to follow the priests and demand Serini's release, and the Marshal Count Eondel was weeping openly. Prathan was surprised to realize that he took no joy from their sorrow. Princess Serini's fall was necessary, but her friends were of no concern, or at least they shouldn't be. Why was he bothered that no one had shed tears at his own fall before the Shayod? Prathan had begun to think that the poison would take effect too late, that the surprise marriage between Serini and Roael would go forward unchallenged. Of course, Serini's fall would probably have been just as disastrous after the marriage, unless Roael had intended to take the throne this very evening. It was an uncomfortable possibility, one, fortunately, Prathan would never have the opportunity to see fulfilled. Roael wouldn't crown himself now. Prathan pushed his way through the stunned crowd toward the exit. He had to work quickly. Serini's potion would wear off in 5 days. Duke Telrai met Prathan's eyes as he passed, nodding with a respectful smile. The man had received Raythan's message and had not acted against the wedding. Now his faith would be rewarded. The conquest of Aerilon was almost complete.
There should be a way to get up there.
Raoden shaded his eyes as he looked at the Elantris city wall. During the last few hours, the sun had emerged, burning away the morning mists. It hadn't, however, brought much warmth with it.
I don't see how, Sewell. Those walls are rather high.
You forget, my friend, the walls weren't made to keep people in, or even really to keep enemies out. The old Elantrians built stairs and viewing platforms on the outside of the wall. There should be others in here.
Ever since the guards had mysteriously disappeared from the walls, Raoden had wanted to find a way up. The walls belonged to Elantris, not the outside world. From them, perhaps they could find out what was happening in Kaye. The guards' inattentiveness bothered him. The disappearance was fortunate, in a way. It lessened the possibility that someone would notice new Elantris. However, Raoden could only think of a couple of reasons why the soldiers would leave their posts on the walls, and the most likely one was also the most worrisome. Could the East finally have invaded? Raoden knew that an invasion was all too possible. Wern was too opportunistic to let a gem like post-Raod Aerilon go unmolested forever. Fjordan would attack eventually, and if Aerilon fell before Wern's holy war, then Elantris would be destroyed. The Dorethi priests would see to that. Raoden didn't voice his fears to the other Elantrians, but he did act on them. If he could place men on the walls, then he would have prior warning of an army's approach. Perhaps, with advance notice, Raoden would have time to hide his people. One of the three empty ruined towns outside of Elantris was probably their best hope. He would lead them there if he had the chance, assuming he was in any condition to help. The door had come against him twice in the last 4 days. Fortunately, while the pain was growing stronger, so was his resolve. Now, at least, he understood.
There!
Galadon pointed to an outcropping. Raoden nodded. There was a chance that the stone column held a stairwell.
Let's try it.
They didn't get very far. Soon after Galadon pointed out the stairwell, a messenger from New Elantris appeared from a side street behind them. The man approached on quick feet, waving toward Raoden.
My lord spirit.
Yes, Tenrao.
A newcomer has been thrown into the city, my lord.
Shall we go, Galadon?
The walls will wait.
The newcomer turned out to be a she. The woman sat with her back to the gate, her knees pulled up against her chest, her head buried in her sacrificial robes.
She's a feisty one, my lord.
Daishi had been serving as watcher when the newcomer arrived.
She screamed at the gate for a full 10 minutes after they tossed her in. Then she threw her offering basket against the wall and sank down like she is now.
Raoden nodded. Most newcomers were too stunned to do much besides wander. This one had strength. Raoden gestured for the others to remain behind. He didn't want to make her nervous by bringing a crowd. He strolled forward until he was directly in front of her,